The third sequence. Dubba Dee. Mummy, Daddy, Babby. Poetry belongs in the same realm as vocabulary, myth, and figures of speech. Far from taking its authority from the poet's genius, poetry, despite the poet's existence, is a sort of authorless speech. It has no locator. It is what is said. Poetry has no more of an author than vocabulary does. It resembles myth, and the profound reason that makes the Greeks say that a poet, by definition, creates myths, is perhaps linked to the fact that myth and poetry draw their authority from themselves. The truth comes from the lips of poetry as naturally as it issues from those of children. They do nothing but reflect things as they are. From Paul Vane, Did the Greeks Believe in Their Myths? An Essay on the Constitutive Imagination. One. Oh, look, our mother did this. Birds haunt the flowers, the monkey on the mandolin. They hop around, cheerily they call, blossoming at last into such multiplicity. Like clouds, swags of silk, that's our sky above. Is it there? So beautiful and real. Oh, as weather. Snow and light, the big yellow sun. Let's start there. Two. Or here? So many little ones, spilling out and frolicking. The vessels are emptied now, so let's run and play. And use again the word multiplicity, something like love, heaping us with fullnesses and feeling tottering among the flowers, feeding. There is a single simple joy, it doesn't know what it is, holds on and pleasures. There isn't any knowing. Run around the wind here. Three. These words are field fares. Flying out and hopping. The various patternings. How do I know this when I'm only one or so? A who is nearer to our great matrix, then. Oh, fly off. Waves of music in hidden beautiful intelligence. Grace, delight-giving. The gross conceit of flight, scattered and harmonious. Look, look. Or listen. Four. A happy silence. With distant shrieks, oh, excitement! This happens. The placing coming from the feeling that bursts as a new form. A new form of excitement. But still a happy silence. Right quietly, this is a form of absence. A silence or opening that isn't silence but lies underneath that. The darkness enclosing, that too, born into. And what care attendant is possible in this world? Maybe sentences can't see them. What you hear goes on forever. Where does it come from, then? Well, drawn up out of some green abyss, slow life and deep, pressure it dances, all of it. This it's music, more other tones, good humour to expand. Sleep through, as well sleep, right through this world, here. Oh, the shrieks of those French children! Their noises are disgusting. fascinating, unhomelike. They're only visitors, here in and out, like sparrows, etc., sort of lovable, but outside this tight circle, just other people, as good as dogs. Bears are best, but rarely seen, alas, in these streets. Then cats, great Miliband and Mopsy Cat, strange relatives, but aren't we all, padding through this world too, where it builds itself up, unknowingly. Seven. Along comes something. Mummy and Daddy and birds, flowers, monkeys, mandolin. Call out in clarity, hilarity, charity, I am thee. Each one blossom, this only universe. A big cloud of foam, big warm fuzziness, swagging about us, like the sky or the earth, or like language, slowly entered, carefully like a simile, first to smile. Or like water all about us, always that, we're only born here once, here now thee, I am thee.